Get ready to get excited. Behind the Velvet Rope is a Bravo-themed podcast where host David Yontef interviews housewives, Bravo celebrities, and other reality TV talent. Now, if there's one thing he knows about, it's housewives. Some of his recent guests have included my friend Sutton Strack, Jill Zarian, Captain Sandy, and the list goes on. David has such a relaxed interview style that it makes you feel at ease. But let me tell you, if there's a story to get to the bottom of, he will go there. Just when you think there is a question he may not ask, oh, he's going to ask it. And best of all, a new show drops every weekday, Monday through Friday. So what are you waiting for? Subscribe today to Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts, Acast, Spotify, or anywhere else podcasts are found, and get ready to have all your Housewives, Bravo, and reality TV dreams come true. This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey, it's Garcelle Beauvais, and this is Going to Bed with Garcelle. Every episode, me and my rotating mix of girlfriends, some celebrities, some not, will be heating things up with provocative girl talk. Get ready. No topic is too taboo, and everything is grown and sexy. Tonight, I'm going to bed with one of my favorite lovebirds. They're hilarious as they are beautiful. I'm talking about Bill and Kristen Bellamy. Hey, guys.
Wow. Hey, Garcelle.
We never went to bed with you. This is so nice.
Thank God your wife is here.
I know, right?
What is your drink of choice tonight?
I'm a White Claw girl. For this quarantine, I got to take it slow. So I'm just doing a little White Claw.
Okay.
I'm having a little Pinot Grigio. Now, listen, I said that you guys are my favorite lovebirds, but let me also say, Bill, you are an actor, comedian. I mean, all around amazing, amazing talent. So I really want to shout you out for that.
I mean, you know, I try. 27 years doing this. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
I love it, though. I still love it. Like, my first gig, I still do.
I love that. The other day, I was switching out wallets, and I saw my SAG card. And you know how it tells you when you started?
Yeah.
I almost cried because I was like, holy fuck, I've been at this a long time.
Yes. I mean, a long time. Like, it's a blessing for us to be able to keep evolving and rejuvenating your brand over time. You know, it's more than just being an actor. Now it's like being an actor and a brand. You know what I mean?
Right. We didn't know about brands when we started.
Yeah, we just wanted to be actors and be famous or whatever. Now it's exactly. Like, are you a brand yet?
Yeah, that's so true. I'm going to dive right in. I don't know if you know, I have a huge crush on Brad Pitt, right? For years. I'm talking about years.
No way. Listen,
oh my God, I say it everywhere I go, just hoping.
Oh my God, me too. Legends of the Fall.
Oh my God. Oh, Thelma and Louise for me.
Oh, yeah. Really? Well, that was his first. Yeah.
And the only time I was in the same room with him, I was with a date. So that wasn't good.
Right.
So anyway, cut to Brad Pitt is now dating a girl who's married, allegedly.
No way.
She has an open marriage. Now, you guys have been married a long time. Is that anything you would ever consider?
No, I don't need any entanglements right now.
So never. There's not a celebrity crush.
Always talks about celebrity crush.
Yeah, there's a lot of those going on.
Who's yours, Kristen?
I like Olivia Martinez. I like Michael B. Jordan, but so does my daughter. So like,
so you can't do that.
No, yeah. She's like, I said, he's in his 30s, honey. He's a little too old for you. She just like loves him. So we have the similar crush.
Like Drake too.
I love Drake. Yeah.
Oh, I get that.
But you know what? He's sweet. Like, he takes me to every Drake concert that comes to town. So.
Oh, see, but that's a secure man, not just sweet. He's secure.
Yeah, well, I think he thinks me and Drake getting together, my chances are slim. So he's not too worried about it, you know? But like, with the entanglement, they go younger. Question for you, like, because you're single, you would go, not cougar, but I would go younger if I was you. Wouldn't you go a little younger?
No, I have a 29-year-old son. So I don't want it so young that we don't have like the same music in common.
Right. But that's why 40s and up is I think is great. We're about the same.
Yeah. 40s and up for me.
If he left me, I go 40s and up.
No, she'll go with any young thing moving.
She'll go with Drake.
Well, isn't Drake almost 40?
Is he?
I don't know.
That's hilarious.
It don't matter
that's
at
hilarious.
That time. I'm gone, so it don't matter. It don't even matter.
You guys, let's talk about sex. Should you have sex even when you don't feel it?
I'm not saying that we do, but I think it's probably a smart idea. It probably keeps things together because let's face it, when you've been married, we've almost been married 20 years. It's not like we're just walking around naked all the time. I feel like you should kind of help it a little bit.
I say more the merrier.
Well, yeah, of
the
course.
More the, of course you
of
would.
Course yeah,
like we both said
it's more like, the merrier because it's just like, I think, it, you know, like she said, connection, but also too, you know what I mean? It's an expression of how you feel in a way. Mm. You see what I'm saying? So I think it's healthy to show and express that.
So even if you don't feel it, you should do it for your partner's sake. And then that maybe you'll get into it.
You might turn a corner there, Garcelle. You might turn a corner.
Well, we just met this couple
yes.
last week on a podcast that they were virgins when they married.
Yeah.
And they have four times a week.
They schedule it. Like a manicure.
They have four kids. And they really like make it work. And I'm
they have four kids and they still have sex
four times? Four kids under seven.
Oh, come on. They're lying. Right, I don't believe it.
It's not romantic. It's just like about
a washing machine. Say it wasn't romantic.
It's probably about a washing machine in the garage, by the
bushes. In the broom closet.
The schedule.
Like you got 10 minutes. Meet
me Is the schedule sexy? I mean, I know when you have kids, you got to figure out, let's go to date night, let's do this. But scheduling to me would feel like a chore.
It feels weird, right? Yeah.
Well, we did a schedule a while ago. I wrote an article about it. And believe it or not, I thought no men read my blog. And all the men like were on the side emailing me. This was the best article. And it was called Sex on a Monday. And it was about the fact that Bill was on the roads. He gets home on Monday. The kids are in school. And so every Monday, we, no matter what, not saying you couldn't add a few days in the week, but every Monday.
Add any days, just Monday.
But on Monday, we and it was actually very successful and fun because I prefer the daytime because I'm not tired. At night, it's like, oh my God, how many more things do I have to do today? But in the day, you catch me in the day and I'm alert and I'm excited.
And also you could get ready. I mean, you're shaving, you're waxed, you're smelling good, you're tasting good, right?
Men don't care about any of that.
Yeah,
no, I know they don't. Girl, I know they don't.
No, you don't.
You gotta smell
you
good.
You do not. Well, we don't stink, but like, when are you ever like, take a shower? Never.
Well, you don't stink. But if you did, I'd be like, you might want to go wash that ass right quick.
I heard there's a company that is cloning body parts made out of chocolate. So, Bill, I'm going to ask you, what body part of Kristen's would you want?
Her booty. Her booty could be a chocolate. That'd be a good candy bar.
Oh, do you want milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
Dark chocolate, caramel,
like her.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Well, there's two ways to look at it. Caramel would be perfect because it'd be her complexion. But the dark chocolate would give you the antioxidants so you could bite it and you get all the nutrients.
You're crazy.
Oh, my God. Look at her. Okay. Now the question is for you. What body part of Bill's would you want?
His booty. And I like dark chocolate. But for sure. I mean, it just sits high. Have you ever met an older man with a soft ass? That's horrible.
Yes.
Bill's ass is like a rock.
It's
his butt is the best thing on him.
Oh.
And believe it or not, when Oliver Stone, he did Any Given Sunday, and he asked Bill to do like a naked scene in the locker. And I was like, do it. And he's so shy, he wouldn't do it. And I'm like, show your ass. It's an asset.
The world needs to see your ass, Bill.
Right.
You know, I'm going to save it for my own movie. He's shy
about that.
That's amazing. Being a, you know, a comedian.
I know. Why does he care? I know.
You know what I'm trying to say? Something.
You're so conservative. He's very conservative, girl.
That's surprising to me. How did you guys meet?
On Tinder.
No. In acting class, girl. In acting class.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you know he was the one?
I kind of thought it pretty quickly because I immediately put up a guard and like I sat down and he sat next to me because he was late. And then he said hi to me and I immediately said, I know your girlfriend. And that's so random. So maybe I was thinking something then, although I wasn't consciously thinking that.
Did you know his girlfriend?
That chocolate came up on him.
Yeah, you know, his girlfriend was a stylist.
I like the sidebar.
That every Black man in LA knew, because she was a big stylist. And so she had styled me on a couple music videos. So I knew her, but I wasn't friends. Like, we never did lunch. Right. And for sure, now she doesn't like me. But then I was like,
so long ago.
But she, I can't, I'm just saying, whatever, it's the truth. Are you kidding me? Are you going to start that?
19 years ago.
No.
She just came to your mom's funeral uninvited less than 2 years ago, and she doesn't even live in the state. So anyway, we met in acting class, and I said that immediately, and then we just became friends. And he was actually there because he was, you know, dusting off his chops and getting ready to go make Any Given Sunday. So so we did a scene together.
And she was all over me.
And that is how we connected.
That's what it was.
What was it about him and what was it about her? I'd like to know.
I thought it was just very organic because I wasn't looking at the time.
Ah.
So I thought it was...
Because you were in a relationship.
No, honestly, I was. I was... no, I wasn't.
You
really...
need your own show, you two.
No, but seriously, the way it happened for me was different because I was in a relationship that was kind of phasing out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I was going off to do a movie. So I was like really excited about that opportunity. So I wasn't necessarily thinking I was going to meet Kristen. And I met her and I was like, hey, I really liked her, right? But then I was in Miami for whatever. So we would stay on the phone all the time. We'd call each other. So here's the funniest part about it, right? I didn't know she liked me like that, actually. You know, I was just kind of like, well, I dig this girl and I'm going to ask her to come visit me when I get a week off. So I had literally had a week off for Super Bowl.
Was it Super Bowl in Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in Miami. This was
that was 1999.
So it was me, Jamie, LL Cool J. We were all shooting Any Given Sunday, right?
Of course.
So we're in Miami and I'm going to bring sand to the beach. So I must really like her, right?
Okay. So, you must.
I must, right? So anyway, I was like, damn, I wonder if she would come down here and just hang out. And she was like, yeah, can I bring my girl? And I was like, cool, you know, bring her little girlfriend in case things go bad.
Oh, I know how that works.
Yeah, I know. And then when she came out, she was really supposed to stay like the weekend. And she stayed like, I don't know how many days, a week or so. And we just bonded. I was like, wow, I really dig this girl, right? Mm-hmm. It just was so cool. Like no one really said anything particular yet.
Right.
We were just feeling it out. Everybody was sort of tiptoeing, you know? And the funniest part was like her mom told me how she liked me. It was funny. Her mom was like, are you the Bill I keep hearing about? I was like, what?
Oh.
That's how I literally found out. Not from her.
Not
I
from her.
From
that's
my mom.
Interesting. That's
and
really
I was
interesting.
Like, oh man, this is kind of cool.
Let me ask you this. So Bill being a comedian, obviously they draw a lot on their life and their experiences.
Right.
Are there things that are off limits to him? Like you
no.
or you don't care?
He's more conservative. So of the two of us, I would be the one to say something to embarrass him.
So you don't say
first.
You can't talk about our sex life. You can't talk about our kids.
Because I know he's not going to say anything super crazy or crude.
He's not that guy.
Right.
Are you saying in my stand-up or
in stand-up. Well,
in your stand-up.
Yeah. I never have ever told you anything was off limits.
No, because my humor is never really that risque where it's like, oh my God, I can't really say that. And I never
Well, you talk about sex a lot, but not our specifically.
Not like that. Like I make fun of it in a general way, not like personalize every detail of me. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because to talk about me would be to talk about him, right?
Right. That's a good point. Now, I have to tell you, Bill, one of the things that I love that you've been doing is sitting in your car and telling people how you feel about stuff. Let me tell you, it makes my day because you keep it real. You're your authentic self. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You talk about all kinds of stuff. A couple of questions. How did that start? Do you drive somewhere or you just sit in the garage?
No, I'm usually going somewhere or coming from the dog park or going on an errand or whatever. And how it happened, I think, because a lot of times when I'm in the car by myself, so like I have these just random thoughts, like I'll have like an epiphany or whatever. And then I'll just be like, yo, let me just do a rant on it. And what's so crazy, everybody loves me in the car. They're like, yo, B, where are you going? Like, what are you doing? Like, do you live in your car? Like, but the thing is, when I'm in my car, I can go ham and right. just say how I feel and, you know, right. and give it the energy that's honest. Like, you know what I mean? One of my favorite was the Kanye West one. You know, the one about Kanye, because it's just like, I was just tired of hearing about how crazy right. he is.
Right.
You know? Like, how many more examples do we need?
But it's a serious issue. He's seriously mentally ill. Like, he has something.
Yeah,
so
but it's a lot of theatrics, too. Come on, stop.
Right. But I send them to people because I love them so much.
Oh, you do?
Like, you gotta, yeah, I do. I love it. I love them.
Yeah, sometimes I see you comment on it because you're like, Bill, you are crazy.
You're crazy, crazy. The founder of sexual wellness company, Laura DiCarlo, recently introduced us to Ose 2, the latest and greatest version of the award-winning clitoral and G-spot stimulator. Actually, you may have heard of Laura DiCarlo in 2019 when they won an innovation award at CES, a major international tech conference. Then they had it taken away because Ose was deemed obscene and lewd. But I love to see bold women and bold companies busting down barriers, which is one of the reasons I love Laura DiCarlo's mission and their products. They're all about education, inclusivity, and hope to see a society that embraces all types of identities and bodies. And the Ose 2 was designed with that in mind. You can order yours at lauradicarlo.com along with Bachi, a hands-free clitoral stimulator that mimics the mind-blowing feeling of a mouth, lips, tongue, stroking, and sucking. Oh my! Whatever your pleasure style or preference, Laura DiCarlo has you covered at lauradicarlo.com. That's lauradicarlo.com. Oh, you guys, how do you keep it fresh? I mean, you've been in the house now because of COVID. Everybody is so together. How do you keep it fresh? I feel the love between you two.
You know, we try to do things together and try to make, mm-hmm. you know, turn lemons into lemonade because our kids are at a teenage.
They're over us completely.
Aren't you over them? I'm over mine.
Yeah, but yeah. We just try to figure it out because you got to take advantage of this time, right? Like, yeah. I've never been with my family 5 months in a row.
But now we've done it. And so we can, COVID can be over. Like, we've really bonded and we're ready to go back to our real lives.
I'm sure she's sick of me.
No, it's different because I live with a comedian. So my comedian wife friends, we're used to like, our husbands are gone Thursday through Sunday.
Yes,
that's just
yes.
what it is. And so this is like different than like if you were married and you had your husband home at 5 every night. So it's a different, it's hard. So it's a blessing.
It's an adjustment.
But it's also, there's not a lot, maybe 2 or 3 days when I literally locked myself in the room and I was like, today I'm off. Like, don't anybody talk to me. Don't anybody. Yeah. I'm not, this is just what I'm doing. I'm not looking at you.
No, that makes perfect sense. I get that. I remember when we were doing the Jamie Foxx show and, you know, we would rehearse during the week and then Jamie would leave on Thursdays and he would go doing stand-up across country. And then he'd come back and I was like, wow, that's such a crazy life that you're somewhere different every night. And he'd come back with the craziest stories and I'd be like, all that happened in like 3 days?
Yeah. Like, a lot of times it's so funny. You can't believe the people you run into, the situations. It's hilarious, the life of a comedian.
So he misses that too, I'm sure. Like that kind of, you know.
Sure.
But we're so used to having him. And he's super helpful with the kids. Like he's a hands-on dad.
Now, Bill, let me ask you a question. Now everybody's got a phone. Everybody's videotaping. And everybody's so careful because you're afraid of talking about anything with your comedic act. Are you afraid? Like, I think you guys should have liberty because you're supposed to make people laugh. You can talk about
it. I'm not afraid. I still push the envelope, but I try not to offend anybody.
So, how can you do comedy and not offend anybody?
No, that's what I'm
saying. Is I don't go out. Like, my content is not malicious. The humor in it is hilarious, right? Like, the attitude about it. Like, if I were ever to say a joke, one of my jokes would be like, well, there's so many letters in the LBGTQ. Like, how many more letters y'all gonna get? And then they always drop a new letter and don't tell nobody. Like, there'll be a new category. And I'm sitting here going, what's that? And then my daughter or my son got to be like, oh, daddy, we know. You know, like, and there got to be a manual or some type of thing to help.
Is infidelity a deal breaker?
I don't know if it's a deal breaker for me, because I feel like we've been at this for so long that I don't know if one thing could just like completely crash everything down.
I love that.
But I always say, which probably keeps him in line, I got a hit list too. So if you get busy, I'll get busy.
Kristen for president.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, if you know, if that's how if you're gonna play the game like that, yeah, then don't think I'm gonna sit home and cry.
Yeah, I think it's really honest of you to say that not one thing, especially since we're in the cancel culture, that one thing doesn't define your entire relationship.
Yeah, right. That's maturity. Because when I first got married and before I had kids, like that's me over many, many years. I mean, I never would say that before. I'd be like, if he did this, I'd be gone. This is
right.
It's just so much bigger. Like it's a family business at this point, as well as like a love relationship. And so I don't know if I'm willing to just break up the whole thing. That I'm not saying that I would or I wouldn't. It's a case by case.
It's not a clean cut.
But he's not. He's never been disrespectful to me in that way. So I don't have a lot to go off of. You know, I'm not like some of my friends who just get cheated on all the time.
Right. Oh God. Bill, so what's your joke? What's your joke about infidelity?
The joke is literally about the Jada and Will situation and why I think it went wrong. You know,
I think Will was a very stand-up person.
He's not Will. I'm just saying, like, guys can't manage it like that.
Because he handled it very adult. Right, and I think people like totally reacted terribly to him being really mature in that situation and dealing with his family. And I think people like tried to make him out as a punk. They did. It was a backlash from that. And I thought he was...
I actually felt like what you're saying. I felt like Jada should have done the table talk with her mom, not with Will. Like with somebody else. I felt like it was very removed from Will. It was very removed from their relationship. And to me, that just wasn't cool. That was just my opinion.
Hear one thing that he was like, it looked like he was sad. And someone was just saying, no, he was tired because they actually shot that at 2 a.m. and we're going away the next day. So we could have misinterpreted it. But I just feel like him being a really cool guy should not make people think like, you know, you're a punk. I admired what he was saying. And I'm sure, as she said in there, kind of hinted, he's done his thing too. Like she's like, you've more than gotten me back when he said, I'm going to get you back.
Yes, she did.
But the difference is women handle it differently. So for him, he's supposed to have this big meltdown. And it's like their relationship is so much bigger than that.
Right. And we're also not used to seeing men in that light. It's usually like when you see the politicians or an athlete who's done wrong and the woman is off to the side and he's doing a press conference to apologize to his family and his fans. Right.
Right.
You never really see the reverse where a guy is sitting back and letting the woman say what she's done.
That's the first time I ever seen it.
That was very strong. I mean, I don't know if I would have done it. Like, to me, I would have just been like, if I was him, I'd have been like, I'm not doing your freaking red table talk. But
that's
you know.
What I was saying. Yeah. Do it with your mama.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
Do it with your mama. Let me ask you kind of hinted on something. If a friend of yours is dating a guy and you have some tea on him or a girl, are you going to tell your friend?
You know, we just had this happen to us, speaking of that. And it kind of backfired because there was a young Caribbean girl, really beautiful, like in her 20s. And so
just tell the story. You don't have to get details.
Okay. And anyway, I'm saying, because this is the difference. And so the age is important. Wow. And so we met because the other woman was our age. That's why. And so
I need a camera in your house all the time, you two.
That's what everyone says.
She just needs a camera all the time. I don't.
So we met this guy through her, and then we go out to this like Hollywood event, and our friend is with this guy. So we are like,
we don't know what.
Oh my God! So this one's like, stay out of it, stay out of it, stay out of it. And I'm just like, oh my God. And the guy is super uncomfortable when he sees
us.
And it's all kind of crazy. So we were just like, oh my God. So then the next day, Bill was just like, just stay out of it. Just stay out of it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to stay out of it. So then I didn't say anything for a long time. And then all the girls were at this event. And I did say something because it was getting so weird. So I did mention it. And she goes, I already knew that. And I was just waiting for when you were going to be a friend and tell me, because he told me that night and I waited a week. So he was so afraid that I was going to tell on him
that
he told on himself. And I'm just trying to mind my own business.
Right. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Damned if you don't. Exactly.
Wow.
So he had told on himself.
That was shady of her, by the way. She could have been like she should have told you. Like, she was testing you.
Yeah, it just gets weird.
Right.
And it obviously is case by case situation.
Yeah.
It's always case by case, but usually it backfires on the person that's trying to do the good deed.
Yes.
So you know what? That's why I was like, let's take a minute and think.
He always says, stay out of it. No, that's what he does. He's like, stay out of it.
It happened to me so many times that.
Yeah. When has it happened to you so many times?
In my life, I've had that situation before where you see something, you go, uh-oh. And then you go, hey, I just want you to know. And they're like, what are you talking about? Oh, okay, never mind. Never mind. Enjoy your life.
Oh my God, I always say enjoy your life. That's so funny. I always say enjoy your life.
Just enjoy your life.
I just heard about there's some men getting weaves, Bill. How do you feel about a man weave?
I've seen them.
In your hair?
Pretend you're in the car, Bill. Pretend you're in the car.
No, listen. I was in the barbershop, right? And this is a true story. So this guy was, I was like, why is he getting his hair cut like that? It's weird. Like, he was cutting it like George Jefferson, like around the...
Oh.
And then my man had this thing, and he went, bam, put it on the top, and kind of like cut it, and da-da-da.
Well, that's a toupee, right?
Well, it's what they call it, a man weave anyway. So I said, oh, snap, that's how they doing it now? And he was like, yeah, bro, I got it, man. I've been going bald since I was like 21. And he said, man, I was on a date, and my roof flew off because the wind, he had a convertible because he's trying to pull chicks, right? So he was driving and the air got up under it and peeled it back.
He said
the girl was like, your roof is back. And he was like, yeah, I know. That's why I put the roof in. She's like, no, your roof, your real roof.
Oh my God. That's embarrassing. That's terrible. And now we're going to get into a little bit of a nightcap. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Who spends more money between the two of you?
Me.
Bill.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who would Kristen pick as a hall pass? Would it be Drake?
I don't know. She has a hit list.
Go down your hit list.
Yeah, exactly. Go down your hit list, Kristen.
I mean, you got so many people you want to give it up to. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't even. There's a lot of people. I like Brad Pitt. Like, there's like different people I like.
You can't steal somebody else. She's been with Brad forever.
Exactly. Don't come between us. Don't come between me and Brad.
Okay. I'm trying to pick somebody like age appropriate.
It's like a fantasy. It doesn't have to be Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
Bill, who would your hall pass be?
I don't even know.
Oh, please.
Back in the day, I had one.
Yeah, you said it. I told you yesterday. Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, yeah, let's just say that.
Okay, Megan Thee Stallion.
No, I'm going to do Cardi B because I want to be controversial. She got WAP.
Okay. WAP, honey. WAP. I had to look up WAP. That's how.
Wait, what is WAP?
Never mind. We're talking
wet ass pussy, honey.
Yeah.
That's a new one?
That's her song. It's number one in the country.
It's at least 2 weeks old.
Yeah. She didn't even know. She's like, what?
But who is more patient out of the two of you?
Me.
Really?
We could probably do this with our eyes closed, yeah.
Zero patience.
What alcohol makes Bill the horniest? Tequila? He's having tequila right now.
This is a new thing. I know this is a new thing. He's more of a vodka soda guy.
Okay. Vodka, I would say.
Okay. What gets you horny, Kristen?
Tequila.
Who is freakier? I already know from our conversation. Is it you, Kristen?
No.
I don't know.
He's owning that for the boys.
They might be listening.
Who goes down more?
Is this a real question?
It's a nighttime show.
Oh my gosh, you're getting into all kinds of stuff.
That's all I talk about.
Look at me, he's so embarrassed.
I'm like, I didn't know you could say that. I was like, what?
She said, what?
You need to listen to this podcast, honey. We talk about curved dicks, straight dicks. We talk about naming your vagina, looking at your vagina. What do you say to your vagina? Do you have a name for her?
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, you're going to get it, GB.
All right.
Vagina rejuvenation is big, right?
Now there's a thing where you can give it vitamin D, like go outside and open your legs, and it needs vitamin D, apparently. Oh.
Wow, to bring it back. Snap back. Okay, I got you. I didn't know you started like this. I'm like, okay.
That sounds crazy.
You need to listen to this podcast, Bill.
I am. I'm glad you got my ear now.
A lot of guys say to me, I've learned so much. This is my favorite part of the show, where you get to highlight someone who inspires you, makes you laugh. And we call it, who do you want to go to bed with? So, Kristen, I'm going to ask you, who would you like to go to bed with tonight?
Well, mine's sad, and I don't want to bring us down, but I'm going to say Chadwick Boseman, because he's inspired me. I've never seen somebody handle it with such dignity and grace. Yeah. And like most of the films that we've seen him working on, he was sick the whole time. And
how about that?
Who does that? Like, and then he, at the end, he was inspiring children with cancer and visiting them and giving them hope. And yeah. He's touched my heart so much, honestly. I don't want to cry, but that's who I, you know.
I totally understand that. Bill, who would you like to go to bed with? No disrespect to your wife. Right.
Pick someone good.
I would say Senator Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, yes.
Because I just think the last 2 years of what she's been working at, fighting for, got knocked down, got back up, and now she's reigning VP. I just think that's
we love her.
Such an inspiring story for everybody.
I approve of
Black girl magic. Yes. Believing in yourself, never giving up, trying to do something with your life that is purposeful. I think she kind of fills all those categories. So
I totally agree. I'm going to be a hoe tonight because I'm going to bed with multiple people. I'm going to go to bed with my new co-host on The Real. I want to go to bed with Lonnie Love, Jeannie Mai, Adrian Ballon. I am so excited to join this show, and they showed me so much love. I tested for the show like a lot of other women, but once I knew I had the job, we all got on a Zoom and we were screaming and giggling and being so silly. We're going to uplift each other, and it's okay if we disagree, and we're going to disagree respectfully. So I'm excited for this new journey, and I want to go to bed with my co-host from The Real.
We're so proud of you and so excited for your new job and your old. I hope you come back to Housewives. I know we don't know, but I want you back.
Those bitches are crazy.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, they're crazy.
But you handled it, and you didn't look crazy. Like, you handled it.
Can I tell you, the hardest job I've ever done in the industry. I've never done reality. It's the hardest job.
Well, you were
ever.
Gone a lot, which was good working, because you got out of a lot of dicey situations by just being
sure
busy.
Let me tell you.
Go back to your coach on there.
Okay. Start speaking Creole and shit.
Just slapping people all across the screen.
Oh my God. Crazy.
Patience,
exactly. And tell me, where can people find you guys? Your social, whatever you want them to know about you.
At home, because we ain't going nowhere.
No shit.
Like, we want to go.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm on my social media. I'm at Bill Bellamy on IG. On Twitter, I'm at Bill Bellamy as well. Facebook, I'm at Bill Bellamy VIP.
You just be Bellamy, Bill Bellamy, Bill Bellamy.
Awesome, and Kristen.
And Kristen Bellamy is Instagram, and then Holly Mom Blog is my blog.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For coming
love you.
On.
Thank you for Thank having
you
us, Garcelle.
So much. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you so much.
We love you.
Keep up the love. I love you too. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening, guys. If you enjoy this show, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And you can help support us by leaving a review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle or on Twitter at Garcelle B. So make sure to follow me. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Radio Point, and Beauvais Wilson Productions, distributed by Podcast Nation. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson, hosted by Garcelle Beauvais. Executive producers Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Alex Bach, Richard Corson, and Daniel Powell. Co-executive producers Janae Copeland and Cindy Levinson. Associate producer Lene Sanders. Music from Extreme Music. This show was edited and mixed by Radio Point.